And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao, amici. It's Paulette, and I'm thrilled you found your way to the Breakaway Academy radio show. Welcome to episode number 2. This show, this episode, and my upcoming program, The Roadmap to Legacy, means a lot to me. And soon you'll know why I'm super psyched about sharing this topic and why I believe it's just as important for you and your life as well. I'm excited for you. Before we get started, I invite you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths. Why? Because the breath is like an inner swifter that clears away the dust bunnies in the corners of your mind and your body. Inhale fully through your nose and exhale deeply. Inhale and expand your mind, body, and soul. Exhale and feel rooted, steady, and present. Now one more time. Inhale and exhale. Great. Here we go. If you've ever wondered what it takes to live your greatest life and create a legacy of your greatest gifts that will inspire others for years to come, well, I'm going to show you how. From here on out, think of me as your personal legacy GPS. So here's my first question. Have you ever felt torn between enjoying the journey and fulfilling your day-to-day responsibilities? Or do you feel you don't have the luxury to live your greatest dream because you've lost your creative spirit to stress and overwork? Do you worry you won't have enough or be enough to leave a legacy? Well, rest assured that you're not alone. Here's the proverbial conundrum: work or dream, achieve or create, accept the known or step out of your comfort zone, live the life others expect of you, or embrace your greatest gift, your greatest life, your legacy. Honestly, at times, it's enough to drive anyone a little crazy. You feel me? Are you with me? So here's what needs to happen. A shift in mindset, meaning a desire to discover new things, tackle challenges, and engage in personal growth. I call it shifting from contraction to expansion. These shifts can be experienced in several ways, through insights in both science and the ancient teachings, and through personal experience, or a combination of all three. In my case, the shift hit the fan, so to speak, with the personal realization that mortality motivation, as Brendon Burchard says, is as real as it gets. You know what's really cool? Mortality motivation has its roots steeped in the ancient teachings of yoga and the concept of Dharma, which we'll delve into in the lessons to come. The idea of mortality motivation is a little bit like a slap upside the head that life is way shorter than you want to believe. I know this firsthand, that the dash of life is too often shorter than we think it is. That's why my greatest purpose is to help you unwrap the gifts within you, embrace them, grow them, set them on fire so that the world experiences your brightest light. It's time you stop acting like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. Heed the call. And if you are here with me today, I say hip, hip, hooray, and let's do this. In today's episode, you'll learn why I'm passionate about teaching you to live your legacy, what it means to live your legacy, why living your legacy is an essential part of our universal existence, and then how to begin your journey to living your legacy. Here's what I know to be fact and what I want you to embrace wholeheartedly. Your life is the ultimate legacy journey. And guess what? As your legacy GPS, I'm here to help position your holistic operating system for the journey ahead. But you, friend, you are the driver. You're the one in charge of the roadmap. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. If everything in life were given to you without effort, work, cost, or challenge, you wouldn't care about the outcome. People who don't invest in themselves or don't pay attention, people who don't work hard for what they want, they just don't get the results. I want to share with you that nothing in my life was what I say ever easy peasy. Finding a loving relationship, becoming a mom, learning yoga, becoming a coach, building this business. None of it is easy. Just like you, I've hit speed bumps along the way. And trust me, some really big dips and major detours. But what I want to stress, because I'm living my legacy life, it is all worth the ride to be here today. I don't know anything in my life that's been sustainable and worthwhile, that's been effortless. For those of you who are here willing to do the work, to take action, figure out who you are, and shift beyond your comfort zone, I promise you the best work I've ever done to help you to discover your destiny. I don't want others to take control of your steering wheel. I want you to be the one ready to fuel your soul, shift your mindset, and do the work to create your roadmap. I'll be your legacy GPS here to give you the tools, knowledge, practices, and support to make certain you chart your course to living your legacy. Now here's my ask of you. Are you willing to take the challenge to really learn to set a course that will lead you to new beginnings, not dead ends? Acknowledge that your entire life is an ever-changing journey of twists and turns that can either turn your inner dimmer switch up or turn it down. And believe me, life looks a whole lot brighter with the lights turned on. Remember, you were born to create, learn, and spread your light. Never lose that awareness. Here's why I'm so passionate about teaching you how to live your legacy. Honestly, for the last few years of my aging parents' life, they became the center of my universe, and living the journey with them was a great reminder of what I mentioned earlier, my own mortality, and the realization of how very little time we are living this earthly existence. Not only was I aware of their growing daily needs, but I also held the space of presence for them. Plus, I served as a helper and witness to how they lived fully until the end. Believe me, it was not easy. It was way challenging. There were times when I felt I couldn't do it another day. But the truth is, it was an honor and a privilege that serves as the grand impetus to my work now. The experience of walking through the last few years with my mom and dad taught me so much and ignited a desire to be an example of what it means to live your legacy and to teach others how to do the same. I happen to love words. I like to look up their meaning and their etymology. The roots of legacy comes from the Latin, which means to send persons on a mission, which frankly, I am on, the mission of teaching others how to be a living legacy. While the dictionary meaning goes something like this, an amount of money or property left to someone in a will, something that is a part of your history or that remains from an earlier time. But my friends, legacy is so much more. I'm more in alignment with the etymology of legacy, which goes way beyond the material things. What's so important for you to understand is that legacy is not what we leave for others on the outside that matters, but what we leave others with on the inside that counts. And that's what my parents did, especially my mom, who to me was the very first breakaway girl I ever knew. She was an amazing woman who lived her life with joy from the heart and brought me full circle to finding my own legacy. I'm going to share a story with you, a very personal and intimate story. Why? Why reveal something so sacred? Because it not only demonstrates a significant point of what it means to live your legacy, but it is in fact an honoring of my mother and my father. Growing up as a child, our home was the hub for all of the kids in the neighborhood to gather. Even though she was a full-time partner in my dad's hair salon, she was also a committed mother, which I have to say was very unusual at that time for a woman of her generation to be working and raising children. Four, in fact, my three brothers and myself. Yet my mom held the container of love. My brothers and I used to say that wherever our mom went, she picked up strays. From four-legged creatures to two-legged beings. We trusted that no matter what, our home was a safe haven for our friends. And she got older. She held to that personal tenet. And through the years, all sorts of ordinary and unusual people sat at our dinner table and shared a meal. A few years ago, when my mom was no longer able to do what had been so natural for her, I began to host family dinners. Then, in what seemed a blink of an eye, my dad could no longer drive at night. Instead, we gathered for midday meals. And then, in another blink, our son was in charge of picking up and driving home Nana and Papa. As a child, I was always asking the hard questions. And as an adult, I haven't changed much, my friends. So in the last years of our gatherings, I wrote out questions on slips of paper and placed them under each plate. One afternoon, I centered the questions around my folks. I began with simple inquiries. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite meal? What's your favorite song? Childhood memory? I sat and took notes as my mom and dad each answered each question. And my dad, who was in the early stages of dementia, was still able at that point to be engaged. And it was so heartwarming. Then, unbeknownst to me, I asked a tough one. What do you think your legacy is? And my mom, who is usually so gregarious, froze. Tears came to her eyes. She shook her head and said, "It's my only regret. We don't have a legacy." Now my son, who holds his feelings pretty close to his chest, looked at her with tears in his eyes and blurted, "Nana, you are the legacy." The entire family went still with his words. After that statement of love, we went around the table and shared with her the qualities she exhibited that we each felt guided us through our life and helped us to make significant positive shifts, qualities that she so freely demonstrated that inspired us to cultivate in order to be better humans, more loving people. I used to tease my son and my niece and my nephew when they became teenagers that I was going to have a bracelet made for them with the letters imprinted. WWND. What would Nana do? What I observed that afternoon was the sense of peace my mom felt from our sharing. After that familial exchange, you could just see how my mom owned it. She took authorship of it. She embodied a renewed sense of self, even at 89 years young. She was always filled with a graceful presence. But after that precious luncheon, I witnessed in my mom a restored sense of confidence and reassurance that her life held meaning. And she rested in the fact that after she was gone, we, her family and friends, would carry on her legacy of living our best lives by exemplifying our best selves. I'm known to ask my yoga students this question, and now I'm asking it of you. Think of it as a metaphor. Will people remember you because you could not hold a handstand in the middle of the room for 2 minutes? Or because you were willing to break away from whatever was holding you back so you could live your true legacy now, today? I wonder if you ever ask yourself, how will I be remembered? The deeper question is, how do you want to be remembered? Will you dare to take a giant leap of faith, sweep another off their feet, live within your comfort zone, or embrace the journey beyond home? I'm excited to give you the tools, the knowledge, and the practices to live your legacy. And I invite you to take a deep breath and truly expand your body and your mind. I invite you to play, to connect the dots, to unravel the past and create your future and own your legacy. You, my friend, are the maker of your life. Now I ask you, will you dare to create a masterpiece? Because let me tell you, when you make your actions a reflection of your inner awesomeness, meaning your higher self, your legacy self, you're adding your golden nugget to the world. Okay, maybe you're a naysayer and you're asking yourself, what's this big deal about leaving something behind? Well, friends, whether you know it or not, it's a human thing. Scientific research tells us that it's in fact our need as humans to have our lives witnessed. We inherently crave to have another say to us, "You matter to me. I see you. I notice you." We want to be remembered even when we're absent from the discussion, according to Pablo Escarcella. It's the ego telling you why it's important to be remembered and notifying you why you should. What I find fascinating is that what the ancient yogis knew, science now confirms. It tells us that legacy is an essential part of our universal existence. Legacy is the energetic conduit through which we transmit vital information such as values, traditions, and wisdom to the next generation. Legacy, in fact, represents our spiritual, cultural, and physiological DNA. Think of it as the universal transmitter of our significant human essences. And whether we know it or not, we are hardwired to care about what we leave behind when we're gone. Scientific research also tells us this. We humans naturally focus on producing offspring who will carry on our DNA. We're driven to it by our neurochemistry, the release of happy chemicals that drives us to promote our genes, hence our legacy. It's pretty interesting, don't you think? But things shifted with the advent of birth control, and suddenly we humans created new kinds of legacies. There are legacies that transpire from our creativeness that we apply to life's challenges, and legacies that emerge from life experiences, which epigenetics tell us is part of our DNA. What science is telling us and what the ancient teachings have always known is that legacy is not just how we're remembered. It's more profoundly about the actions we take that are witnessed and experienced, not primarily by others, though that is important, of course, but primarily by our higher self, our legacy self. Viktor Frankl wrote, "The only thing worse than suffering is suffering that goes unwitnessed." We are never completely alone. Our observing self or ego is our constant companion. It's that constant voice and judge and witness to our very own lives. Because in truly living an authentic life, the only judge who really matters is us, our observing self. It's that place inside of you, your unwavering core essence that knows the truth. Maybe you call it the wisdom self. You may have another name for it. And friends, when your ego or human self is synced up with your higher self, that's when you're positioned to fulfill your daily commitment to live in your legacy. I call that equation the formula to create magic. As you go through life, you're now creating your legacy through witnessing and striving towards a life of significance. It's been said that the legacy lived does not require remembering after death. It is a legacy lived unto death. So what does that even mean? And what does it take to leave a legacy? Well, I believe first you have to learn how to live your legacy. Legacy is much more than leaving a $1 million endowment to your alma mater, a favorite charity, a family member. Legacy is the manner in which you conduct your life and positively influence others. Living your legacy is the everyday conscious choices you make that uplift you and inspire and positively impact the lives of others. Here's the thing. It's not how many years we live that matter, but how we fill our time with meaningful experiences. Whether your sphere of influence is a tribe of one or a group of thousands, your powerful presence has the ability to uplift, inspire, and energize those around you. Now be aware that legacy is what actually remains from our actions here on earth, be it the good, the bad, or the ugly kind. There can be challenging legacies that teach us how not to live our lives. These types can destroy and distract us from living life fully. They can drive us off track, diverting us from living a truly authentic life. Or with some course correcting and guidance from coaches and dedicated individuals like me, my team, and other thought leaders, these challenges can inspire us, and they can serve as a catalyst to actually awaken our purpose to leading a full and meaningful life. This is when living your legacy becomes a matter of choice and wisdom. It's up to you to choose. Do you bravely break away from your BS limiters, take action to gain knowledge and skills to help you shift into your legacy realm? Or do you remain stuck, confined within the boundaries of your limitations, existing without ever having experienced a whiff of your boundlessness? Shift your mindset to trust that the seeds you plant will grow over time. None of us, of course, really know how our creativity, contributions, inspirations, and leadership will make their mark on the world. But we need to keep planting anyway. We need to keep nurturing and weeding out what doesn't serve us. Living your life fully while you're here means others will reap the goodness of your extraordinary gifts in years to come. And get this, the more you expand the interconnection to your gifts, the more proficient you become at manifesting the things you want in your life that turn you on, that light you up, including your legacy. And when this practice becomes proficient, you'll begin to attract things at a rate of speed that will make your head spin. That's the magic of your energy expansion. But I digress a little. Here's some notable examples of those who mastered the power of their gifts and truly expanded their influence on a grander scale. They went from ordinary to extraordinary by living their purpose and leaving great legacies. Mahatma Gandhi, human leadership, Helen Keller, love of learning, Mother Teresa, capacity to love, the Dalai Lama, compassion. I reveal these examples to serve as an inspiration to you, friends. At the same time, don't let these examples intimidate you and as keep an excuse to stay stuck. As I will remind you time and time again through this course, my humble parents were the son and daughter of poor immigrant Southern Italians. They were and they remain today my greatest positive influences. When my mother passed, a dear friend of hers called to offer her condolences. This, to me, is the definition of living your legacy. Her friend said, "Paulette, some people pass and there is hardly a ripple. With your mom's passing, it feels like a tsunami hit for her and for all the people and hearts she has touched. That, my friends, is impact. That is legacy." The idea of legacy isn't new, and there's a quote I love that is sometimes attributed to a sacred Hindu text. Margaret Thatcher also shared it. The author is really unknown. Regardless of its origins, it remains powerful. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it will become your destiny. And my friends, so it is. In the last days of my mom's life, as she began to withdraw from the external world and retreat more internally, she spoke to me in what I think of as sutras. The word sutra is a Sanskrit yoga word meaning aphorism. It's a short, pithy statement that holds deep meaning. It's jam-packed with wisdom. My mom and I would hold hands, and she'd sleep for a time, then wake for a few minutes and share a thought or two. On a couple of these last occasions, she held my hand firmly in hers and looked directly into my eyes. And here's what she said. "I wish how I could see how your work will change after going through this with me and Dad. Now don't go shut yourself up in your room now and be sad. Make sure you keep doing your work. It's important that you do what you do to help women and all people. My generation, we didn't have that." The fact that my mom was so present and still guiding me in her last breaths is incredible. Thinking of me and others, not herself, that, my friends, is the true meaning of living your legacy. The great late Joseph Campbell said, "People say that what we're all seeking is a meaning for life. I don't think that's what we're really seeking," he said. "I think that what we're seeking is an experience of being alive, so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonance with our own innermost being and reality, so that we actually feel the rapture of being alive." I believe, friends, it is all of that and more. We all want the experience of being alive, of feeling that our lives have meaning, significance, and substance here, now, today, and when we leave this earthly plane. I believe that each of us seeks to matter. Now with that, my friends, I invite you to begin your journey to living your legacy. Now don't forget to let us know what breakaway insights you discovered. Hop on over to PauletteBodeman.com. And go to my contact page and leave us your thoughts. PauletteBodeman.com. What are your breakaways? Let us know. Until next time, my friends, here's to your breakaway and here's to your living your legacy. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paulette Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.